Hobbies include number 2, October 2016 by Brian Allen Ellis. Hobbies include fantasizing about falling downstairs while wearing a t-shirt that says "The Dream Died" or "Dreams Dead" or "Dreams RIP" on it. Hobbies include having the saddest piss in a pissing contest. Hobbies include giving others good advice while I make my own bad decisions. Hobbies include self-identifying as that hole in the movie The Gate after someone throws a dead dog in it. Hobbies include existing in that kooky place where being a cartoon version of a depressed person and a depressed person in real life meet. Hobbies include calling bullshit on those scary movie trailers where they show night vision footage of audience members jumping out of their seats and screaming, but zero footage of people playing with their cell phones or sleeping or jerking off. Hobbies include unreasonably convincing myself that everyone is secretly mad at me and that it really doesn't matter. Hobbies include building resentment as though it were the Lego of my adulthood. Hobbies include fantasizing about wanting to slam WWE superstar John Cena through a flaming table that's been covered in thumbtacks and broken copies of all the Kiss solo LPs, except for maybe Ace Frehley's. Hobbies include spending a weekend watching cable TV in your guest bedroom, alone. Hobbies include imagining myself randomly getting jumped and then beat up while wearing a Keepin' It Realism t-shirt. Hobbies include sexually identifying as someone who proudly owns both the regular version of Eat 'em and Smile, as well as the Spanish version sung by David Lee Roth himself. Hobbies include saying, "Hey, no worries," while thinking, "Oh, fuck." Hobbies include having to constantly think negatively about things as though it were an unbreakable, superstitious habit. Hobbies include typing LOL while actually feeling nothing inside. Hobbies include coming to grips with the fact that my life is like that movie It Follows, except the it is just your everyday garden variety existential crisis. Hobbies include bragging about how I only do keg stands ironically. Hobbies include contemplating how the gray in my hair pretty much looks like someone came in it, and like, the cum dried, so basically dried cum. Hobbies include depressing the shit out of people in their 20s by telling them what they have to look forward to in their 30s. Hobbies include self-identifying as the soul of a 60-year-old cat lady with hoarding tendencies. Hobbies include becoming gripped by the sudden fear of having once gone through a rockabilly phase without even realizing it. Hobbies include turning all your junk mail into a found art project simply titled Miranda July Swag. Hobbies include only going through the motions of being a human being, finding no real joy or purpose in any of it, but whatevs. Hobbies include thinking I'd be good at conventions because I can sit at a table and want to die, just like the best of them. Hobbies include subsisting on kindness, as well as the broken remnants at the bottom of an extreme queso grande Doritos bag. Hobbies include convincing people that the internet is my forever home. Hobbies include saying, "Yeah, yeah, let's meet up," while thinking, "The world is a vampire." Hobbies include exploding into disappointment confetti, while maybe smiling. Hobbies include making a shitty Triumph the Insult comic dog-like hand puppet, but calling it Failure the Insult comic frog, and then harassing strangers on the street with it. No cameras.